For the Obama administration, a reliable partner would be one willing and able to crack down on the rampant corruption in Afghanistan. It is the single biggest reason that many Afghans are disillusioned with their government and their president. This week on PBS NewsHour, President Hamid Karzai put some of the blame on the West and the flow of international money into Afghanistan. He called it, quote, a new kind of corruption.
The lack of transparency in the award of contracts, the serious corruption in implementing projects. It's the international community also that shares responsibility with us.
Our next guest agrees with Karzai. Joanna Nathan was based in Kabul for 5 years, most of that time as senior analyst for the International Crisis Group.
The vast majority of the money in Afghanistan flows outside Afghan government budget in these large contracts. Many of the big companies there that supply everything from sort of gravel to roads to translators have high-level connections. That was a sort of decision to work with a few people rather than get into this messy nation building. And it's meant very little accountability.
In a recent blog post on Foreign Policy's website, you first applauded this new focus on high-level corruption, but you also said it's hypocritical of the U.S. not to acknowledge the part it plays in encouraging and enabling this corruption.
I think, to me, it's just very much about processes rather than individuals. It's basically dull work. There is no silver bullet. You know, you have people and systems now entrenched at the very heart of government after 8 years. Indeed, if we become fixated on fighting with the leadership there to get rid of this figure or that figure, it distracts from the wider issues and tackling it in a manner that will be sustainable.
What would be an example of how the West, or in particular the U.S., has acted that actually encouraged corruption?
Sure. I think very much they have to be very clear that allies they work with, they're not prepared to turn a blind eye to their illegal activity, which they know about. What we see again and again is a very fractured, fragmented approach by the contingents around the country. So you have the Americans largely in the east, increasingly the south, the British Canadians and down in the south, the Spaniards and Italians over in the west, the Germans in the north. And I think each of these countries often does not want strongmen in their particular area upset because it might be destabilizing in their area. So again and again, we have a sort of short-term focus. People don't want to rock the boat in their areas for their troops.
So President Karzai has not only admitted there's corruption, he said he's going to do something about it. He's pointed his own finger at the international community, says he needs help from them. What do you think? I mean, is he capable of being tough himself in trying to solve some of this rather systematic corruption?
I would very much hope so. I think this is what the Afghan people are crying out for. And more than that, it is actually required if there is to be stability in the country. It creates such disillusionment and alienation, and it is fuel to the insurgency.
Joanna Nathan spent 5 years in Afghanistan. She now writes about Afghanistan U.S. policy on the website of Foreign Policy magazine. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.